My name is Ken Curry, and I have this opportunity to be before you this morning. I want to thank the leadership of this church for granting this opportunity where young men can come before an audience and talk about the positive things that are in the Bible. They have a lesson prepared. To our visitors, we want you to know that you're honored guests in our presence. Pray that you would be with us anytime that you're in this area. Now, if something is said from this pulpit that is not in accordance with the Word of God, I would count you my friend if you would bring that to my attention. This evening, I just want to have us look at the subject of why many people are not saved. Why many people are not saved. Many are lost in this world, and we have Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. To talk about that. It says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So maybe we've thought about this being Christians. Why many people are not saved. We may have talked to someone about becoming a Christian and went over the scriptures with them that points them to the Lord being the Savior of their life. And there are still many people that are not saved. Why is that? Different individuals are lost for different reasons, such as follows. One reason is because they do not think they're lost. They believe in almost universal salvation. Some think they are lost because they're too good to be lost. The man who thinks he is safe will not make an effort to get to safety. Paul, one of the writers of many books, a great apostle in the New Testament, had this problem. And he had good conscience in putting Christians in chains and in prison and to death until the road to Damascus, when a change came over him. You see, when we meet the Lord, a change is going to happen. The second reason why many people are not saved is because they do not believe. They do not believe. Satan has stolen the word from them. You look at Luke Chapter 8, verse 12, those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. The devil steals the word from our hearts sometimes, if we allow it. There's no hope for the disbelievers. There's no hope for the disbelievers. We look at Mark 16:16. Says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 24 also, therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. We have responsibilities, each and every one of us, to live our lives in a way that the Lord might be able to see that well done, thou good and faithful servant. Number three, the third reason that many people are not saved is because they're trusting in faith only, faith alone. James 2, verses 24, 26. Verse 24 says, you see then that a man is justified by works is and not by faith only. In verse 26 it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith only is not what the Bible says. Is trusting in the Lord. We need to be trusting in the Lord with our faith. It takes work. Obedience. Well, Noah, let's look at this. Noah was saved by an obedient faith. Hebrews 11, verse 7. Hebrews 11, verse 7. Says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And you see in there where it says, he condemned the world. He condemned the world by his belief, his saving. Let's see. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And our next point in there was talking about the belief. Belief is necessary. Belief is necessary. Look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Obedience is necessary, rather. Obedience. Matthew 7, verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And Hebrews 5, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And verse 9, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Faith only, faith alone. Listening to TV or radio preachers who tell you to put your hand on the radio is false doctrine. Number four, the fourth reason I have why many people are not saved is because they love sin. They love sin. In John 3, verse 19, it says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Men love darkness rather than light. Of course, you know, when you're doing things like that, you don't want to be seen. You don't want to be seen. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, horny, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. We are instructed to turn away from people like that. We may know people like that. We may be like that ourselves sometimes, and we need to repent at those times. But we need to turn away from people like that. We can't be in that situation. We can't exist in that environment. 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17 says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Do not love the world or the things in the world. These things are passing away. They will burn up. They're not sustaining. We're looking for a heavenly kingdom, not a kingdom of this world. Well, the fifth reason that I have is because they are trusting in morality. The reason why many people are not saved is because they're trusting in morality. If morality would save, man could be saved apart from Christ. Man could be saved apart from Christ. Matthew 1, verse 21 says, and she will bring forth a son, and he shall call, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And Christ's blood, which was shed on the cross for our sins. Ephesians 1:7 talks about that. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, faith. Obedience. Obedience. Matthew, Hebrews 5:9 says, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him in Christ's church. We have good people. We have tax-paying people, people that pay their debts. We have good neighbors, good friends, good workers, co-workers. But morality never saved anyone. The rich young ruler went away sorrowful. Why? Because being a good moral person cannot save you. The sixth reason that I have is because they love human praise. They love human praise. This was true of the rulers. This was true of the rulers. We look at John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. We look at these verses and we wonder how this is possible. It says, Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Can you believe that? That people would not confess God because they would rather be in the synagogue. And verse 43 says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. What can men do for them? On the day of judgment, we need to confess Christ. We need to confess Christ. Look over at Matthew 10. Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33. It says, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Who would not want Jesus to confess them before his Father in heaven? Who would take the chance of not having Jesus confess them before his Father in heaven? The other, it's always two sides. The other side is to be lost. It's to be lost. A life without Jesus is hell. The seventh reason is because they are biased. their prejudice against the church and their prejudice against the word. It has closed their eyes and stopped their ears. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15 says, "For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them." And Acts 7, verse 57 says, "Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord." They're running at Stephen to stone him to death because of the words that he has said. A bias against the church. And they close their ears to the truth. We should not do this, sisters and brothers. We should not close our ears to the truth. And the only way to do that is to stay in the word. Stay in the word, to look forward to being there when the word is being spoken, to make up in your mind to be with the Lord. Where the Lord is being preached, where the Lord is being taught, that's where we need to be. Number 8. Because they are not loving the truth. Because not loving the truth, they have been blinded. This is the 8th reason why many people are not saved. Because not loving the truth, they have been blinded. 2 Thessalonians 2. Verse 10 through 12, it says, "And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Verse 11, "And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." No one here wants to have pleasure in unrighteousness. No one wants to do that. We must prepare ourselves with the word of God. It's not God's will that any should be lost. Let's keep going. 2 Corinthians 4:4, "Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. You see what that's saying? It's talking about not being able to see the things that the Lord wants to show us because our vision is just earthly. Matthew 15, verse 14. "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. We're talking about point number 8, because not loving the truth, they have been blinded. They have been blinded. We are blinded if we do not believe the word of God. Why many people are not saved is the title of this lesson. And our last point, this is not an extensive list, it's probably more. But our last point is, because they became unfaithful, they failed to add Christian graces. 2 Peter 1 verses 5 through 10. 2 Peter 1 verses 5 through 10. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. You will never stumble. You see where it says, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Be more diligent. The second point here is, they fail to bear fruit. Fail to bear fruit. John 15 verses 1 through 6 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already cleansed. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them in the fire, and they are burned. The last state is worse than the first. A man comes to God and leaves God, his last state is worse than the first. 2 Peter 2, verse 20 through 22. Let's turn over there. 2 Peter 2. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true verb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Don't stop reading your Bible. We had a class Wednesday night, and I wanted to make a statement. Is it applied at that time to the situation? It was a tragic situation, and the point that I wanted to make, there was not a Bible found in that area. Not one Bible, from what I heard, was found in that area. Don't stop reading your Bible and studying the Word. Don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop attending church services. And live for Christ. Live for Christ. You've heard the gospel, brothers and sisters. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins and put on Christ? Confess Christ as your Lord and Savior. Be baptized for the remission of your sins and rise again, a new creature in Christ. And remain faithful unto and until Christ returns. You've walked a guilty distance away from the Lord. You can come also. As we sing our song of invitation.